The fairgrounds sit in a quiet countryside of rolling green hills. Small children yell and wave to family members as they enter the fair. There's a steer auction in the barn and an antique tractor pull in the grandstand. It's like a scene right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. I'm here to talk with John Russell. He's walking around in his faded Wrangler jeans, red t-shirt with the sleeves cut off, and a ball cap advertising a tractor company.
We're at the Columbiana County Fair, Lisbon, Ohio, in the Junior Fair building.
John is 17 years old, and amidst 4-H project displays, he set up his view of the future, his homemade biodiesel converter. It's a rectangular box nearly as tall as me. It's made of stainless steel, and there's a row of toggle switches along the side. They light up when John plugs it in. He's been working on this for more than a year and says it makes vegetable oil into a usable fuel.
I started out with new oil from Save-A-Lot. I went down to the local grocery store and picked up a bottle of frying oil. And just from a recipe I found online with methanol from an auto parts store, they sell it as heat, it's gas line antifreeze, but you know, just methanol from an auto parts store, caustic soda from a hardware store, and oil from a grocery store. I, you know, set out to make this fuel, and it took me a couple times, but I finally got it right when I actually tried a batch of waste vegetable oil from the Valley Drive-In. So that was my first successful batch.
Last year, John was only able to fill a Gatorade bottle with his fuel. Soon, he expects to convert 240 gallons of vegetable oil into biodiesel each day. He hasn't quite figured out how much the electricity costs to run the thing, so he doesn't know how much it's costing him to make the fuel. Back 5 years ago, he met a guy who claimed to be making biodiesel for 46 cents a gallon. Headlines then were already screaming about skyrocketing fuel prices, $1.60 a gallon. That's what sparked John's interest in making his own converter.
46 cents a gallon was pretty cool. So, and I'm into sustainable agriculture, and it was recycling, and it's eco-friendly, and a combination of those things, that's what makes it interesting for me.
Now that he's almost 18, most of John's friends are into cars, and they're taking an interest in his biodiesel project.
Well, I'm a senior in high school, so most of my friends' reactions are, when are you going to give me free fuel? They all think it's pretty sweet. It does make fuel for way cheaper than you could buy it at the pump, so.
How much are you selling it for?
Well, I can't sell it or else I'll get in trouble with the big man, so.
Is your dad the big man?
No, like the IRS.
He's got to do some research into state and federal laws. John wants to use the fuel to run his family's tractors and help heat homes in his neighborhood. He's not sure if biodiesel is the future of fuel, or even in his long-term future. But John is sure he wants a career in green industry.
Anything that's going to be tied into this fuel situation that we're faced with, something's got to change and something's got to change fast, and I'm very excited for what's going to happen.
For now, John's trying to put the finishing touches on his converter so it's ready for the Ohio State Fair later this summer. He's the new face of agriculture, making eco-friendly practices into traditional American values. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.